Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So I've just got to know. I truly have to know. So you've got to let me know.
It's your love.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It's been a big year for Leanne LaHavas. The 23-year-old British soul singer released her debut album, Is Your Love Big Enough, this past summer, and has already been all over the charts, playing sold-out shows here in New York, and she's been shortlisted for Britain's prestigious Mercury Prize. We'll hear more about all of that in a moment, but first, Leanne LaHavas is here, electric guitar in hand, to play for us. Here's a song called Age, live on Soundcheck.
Why do I love him? He don't love back. When I call his name, he turns his back. The weather is growing cold and I want him back again. This other guy, but he's rather old enough to be my father, so he's not the one for me, 'cause I fancy younger men. I'm at a loss. Not a coincidence he left me, because my old man was ready to love me like the woman that I am. Ooh. So is it such a problem if he's old? As long as he does whatever he is told. I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. First kiss, I slurred my words, but he pretended not to notice. And then he sat down to play. My heart sang a symphony, so far so swimmingly. I'm glad I got out to find my fish in that sea. And we've come so far. So who gives a damn about the ages we are? A problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he's told. I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. So is it such a problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he's told? I know that I'm gonna survive the December cold. With somebody to retrieve my long lost soul. With somebody to retrieve my long lost soul.
Leanne LaHavas, live on Soundcheck. The song is called Age, and you'll find it on her debut album, Is Your Love Big Enough? That, of course, a live version from right here in the Soundcheck studio. Leanne LaHavas' album, Is Your Love Big Enough?, shortlisted for the Mercury Prize, big annual event there in the UK. Congratulations, Leanne.
Thank you very much.
I know I'm going to hate the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How old do you imagine the old man in that song is?
I'm so sorry. I hope you can afford me some artistic license,
okay.
Especially at the time I wrote that first verse.
Uh-huh.
I was 18 when I wrote that, and he was 32. The gap seemed huge.
Can I just say, I did not expect to hate the answer quite this much.
I am really,
really hating this answer
a lot. I'm really sorry. I just, when you're 18.
Yeah.
20 seems old when you're 18.
And so. 32 is now receding quickly in the rearview mirror. So let me ask you about the album has created all kinds of buzz. presumably at home, certainly here in the States.
Seems to have done, yes.
So usually when someone sort of appears out of nowhere, we think, wow, overnight success. But you've already said you were writing songs at least 5 years ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, a year ago,
yeah,
would you have foreseen this kind of attention? And
well, that's the thing. At this point, a year ago now, it seems to have gone really fast, but I had just made my first EP, the first ever thing that I released, and I had the actual journey to finishing the record and it becoming a real thing had well and truly begun at that point. But yeah, I had come to New York actually in July of last year to do some songwriting with Matt Hales, who produced the record.
And who records under the name Aqualung.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so we just came here kind of, you know, just to see what would happen, because he doesn't live here and neither do I. So we thought it would be cool to collaborate in a place where that was completely neutral. And I just
Are you calling New York neutral?
No, I mean...
it's been called many things, Leanne. I've never heard anyone call New York neutral.
I mean, just because neither of us live here.
Right,
but
right.
I found it incredibly inspiring. I mean, we were here for 2 weeks and wrote three songs. And then one of those songs became the title track of
the
album.
The title track, which refers to Second Avenue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And then the other one became my first ever single, which was the leading track from the EP. So I felt the beginning a year
right.
ago.
Well, we can hear little echoes of your time in New York. The Brooklyn Bridge gets a shout out in another song.
Yeah.
Now, the song Age, I mean, apart from the appalling sense of age that you display there.
So sorry.
the guitar part, the voicing of the chords, it's not just jazzy. It's like mid-20th century. I mean, that's like something out of the 30s or
something.
Thank you. How did you learn to play that kind of guitar?
Well, I don't know. When I first started learning the guitar, I had seen just, you know, friends playing and looked at YouTube, and my dad had showed me some stuff. And I really into like stuff like the Andrews Sisters and Billie Holiday. And there was a song actually that Ella Fitzgerald sang with the Ink Spots that I loved, and the older man introduced me to that song, and I just became obsessed with it. And it's called Cow Cow Boogie, and it has that rhythm.
Okay.
And I think subconsciously I had that in mind, and then just kind of played those chords.
You kind of slipped this in the story there, and then went right by it. But so, Age, the song Age, is autobiographical.
Absolutely.
So there really was a younger guy and an older guy. And,
yes.
Okay.
And I talk a lot about the younger guy of the story in other songs
in
on the
other
album.
Songs. Okay.
And the older guy.
How do these guys feel about that?
Well, I am. Well, the older guy is still my boyfriend. So.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
All right.
And he is my biggest fan. And the other guy, really, I have no idea.
Fair enough.
At this point, I don't mind.
We're speaking with Leanne LaHavas. Her album is called Is Your Love Big Enough? Her debut, which has been shortlisted for the Mercury Prize, which goes to an album. It's British Isles and including Ireland every year. It's an album prize as opposed to a song prize.
Yes.
So congratulations on the nomination, the shortlisting.
Thank you.
I am really partial to the song Forget.
Thank you.
Album. You want to play that for us?
I'd love to.
All right. Let's hear another bit of live music here in the Soundcheck studio. Leanne LaHavas is my guest, and this song appears on the album, Is Your Love Big Enough? But she'll play it live for us. It's called Forget.
Too familiar when it feels wrong.
you're just lonely. Do you mind? I found another new way to look at you. Use your time to pack away your every verse and every rhyme. Forget all the words that let you break my heart. Forget that I am the person tearing. So please don't try to serenade me. I'm a one-man band. Say goodbye. Don't need to hear you play so many other ways to lie. So pack away every verse and every rhyme. That let you break my heart. Forget that I'm the person tearing you apart. Of mine for free. So if you heed my sound advice, there is no need to tell you twice. There is no need to tell you twice. So if you heed my sound advice, there is no need to tell you twice. So if you heed my sound advice, there is no need to tell you twice.
Leanne LaHavas, live on Soundcheck. The song is called Forget, from her Mercury Prize-nominated album, Is Your Love Big Enough? But that's a live version, Leanne solo, here in the Soundcheck studio. And if you find yourself listening to the music and becoming a fan even as we speak, well, you're in good company, because Prince and Stevie Wonder have both turned out to be fans of yours, Leanne. How did you meet Prince? That was a phone thing first,
that,
right?
Yes, his manager got in touch with my manager. This was maybe February of this year, and I had just played a show the night before, and I woke up to a phone call saying that Prince would like to call me. And obviously I fell about in hysterics. I didn't believe it. It was truly unbelievable. So I was expecting a call for some time, and it didn't happen for a few weeks. So I thought it was, gone away. I thought it was just a practical joke. But then one Saturday, my manager said, okay, make sure you have your phone with you, because Prince is going to call you tonight. And I was like, yep, got it, cool. And then obviously I went out, leaving my phone on my bed. I just went out without the phone. And then Luckily, I was with my boyfriend, so my manager called my boyfriend saying, are you with Leanne? Prince is calling her now. So we gave Prince my boyfriend's number, and we were in a very noisy bar at the time. I saw the phone ringing, and it was an unknown number, and I answered it, and I couldn't hear him, so I went outside, and the road was really noisy as well. So I was like, Prince, I'm so sorry, I'm going to find a quiet place. And he was like, you sound busy. I can call back another time. And I'm like, no, it's fine. So I found like an alleyway, like a dark alleyway. Went into the alleyway, and he said, it sounds like you're in an alleyway. So I spoke to Prince on the phone. I had to have the faith that it was actually him.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that it was actually him. And his voice was, low, and he was very articulate and very witty, mm-hmm. and charming.
And Stevie Wonder backstage at one of your shows?
Well, he attended one of the shows. Yeah. It was in LA, and it was amazing that he was there.
Mm-hmm.
I cried, actually. I cried when meeting him, and then cried after he played me a piece of new music that he'd been working on.
Wow.
It was so deeply moving, just because it was so good, and I'm a huge fan.
Who are your other music? I mean, Prince and Stevie Wonder are certainly in a lot of people's pantheons.
Like the top two, yeah.
Who else was like a influence on you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I love Ella Fitzgerald,
mm-hmm.
And I love Nina Simone. I love her attitude, her strength and her, guts. And just, I really admire strong women in music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, I was a big fan of Lauryn Hill and the Fugees,
yeah.
and also the movie Sister Act 2, which is when I first saw her, and then went on to discover that she's actually multi-talented. So I've got her Unplugged album,
mm-hmm.
was probably the point where, that was probably the first piece of music I cried to.
Mm.
And discovered that she played guitar, so that was really inspiring as well.
You should check out Michelle Indigiocello, the bass
Michelle
player, and she's doing. I'll give you the spelling later, but she's
cool.
doing a whole program of Nina Simone
really?
Songs. Yeah, this
Ooh.
Fall. So something you might like to check out.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Leanne LaHavas. She's with us in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song for us?
I'd love to.
Now, this one, No Room for Doubt, this mm-hmm. was originally a duo.
Yes, yes.
So
it was written by Willie Mason and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, again, on that trip that I came to New York a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first song that I had actually written in a while. So I was, every time I hear it now, it just takes me back to how it felt and how happy we were. And it was, yeah, so.
All right. Well, let's, shall we hear it?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Leanne LaHavas is our guest on Soundcheck. The song is called No Room for Doubt. On the record, it is a duet with the American singer-songwriter Willie Mason. But here in our studio today, just Leanne and her electric guitar, live on Soundcheck.
You caught me guilty, taking the pieces of you. That night you took flight, I couldn't decide what to do. Won't let a safe bet continue to make me go blue. I could go solo, would that be the right thing to do? We all make mistakes, we do. I learned from you. We all make mistakes. I know, you know, that this way leads me out. Outside or too bright, you're within, I'm without. You're within, we all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt. Please sleep softly, leave me no room for doubt. Leave me no room for doubt. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do. I learn from you. We all make mistakes. We do.
British singer, songwriter, and guitarist Leanne LaHavas, live on Soundcheck. The song is called No Room for Doubt. It's a duet with Willie Mason on the record, Is Your Love Big Enough? But that solo performance by Leanne here in the Soundcheck studio. So, were you here in New York earlier this month for Fashion Week?
Yeah. And I've been to 3 shows and a few parties.
So, are you a fashionista? Is that like an interest
of
yours?
You tell me. No, I'm kidding.
Look at how I dress. What do I know about fashion?
No, well, it.
My T-shirt is clean. That's all I care about.
But I love fashion. I think there's obviously a massive superficial side to it, but what it is for me is using clothing and shapes and colour to be an extension of your personality. And that's why I love fashion, and it's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. It's an art form, and that always gets forgotten.
So creative aspect of it.
Yes, yeah. Which I'm really into. I used to want to be a fashion designer, actually.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm just happy to wear the clothes.
Well, the album is very much in fashion on both sides of the Atlantic. Is Your Love Big Enough? Nominated, shortlisted for the prestigious Mercury Prize in Britain. Leanne LaHavas has been with us on Soundcheck. It's been a real pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
It's been really great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.
There's no pause, no close, watching ourselves, oh cinema. Take our positions as the cameras roll.